Malcolm J. Miller, a brother and legal guardian for Raymond Shepard, and Miller's wife Mary filed the suit on Shepard's behalf. The lawsuit alleged that fellow Manor resident Tom Smith assaulted Shepard at the assisted living facility in 2005. It accused the other defendants of failing to protect Shepard, failing to take proper action against Smith, and destroying evidence of the alleged assaults. The list of defendants named in the original filing included Smith, the city, the manor, the local police department, a number of individual city employees and officials, as well as the private home care provider, Cornerstone Home Health. Smith passed away in 2010, and since the original court filing, most of the other defendants named in the suit were dismissed from the case. Only the city of Petersburg, Mountain View Manor, and former manor manager Nancy Reed remained. The case was scheduled to go to trial this month in Petersburg. However, attorneys for the two sides were able to reach a settlement that avoids a trial. At a hearing Friday, plaintiff's attorney Philip Widener said he thought the agreement was in the best interest of his clients.
And I have done my best to explain to all plaintiffs, including specifically Raymond Shepard, the nature of the proceedings, the nature of the causes of action, the reasons why I think a trial should not occur, and why it's in his best interest that he settle. And again, preserving all attorney-client privileges, I've informed Raymond Shepard, and also done so in the presence of either personally or telephonically, in the presence of Malcolm Miller and Mary Miller, that this is a final settlement. It will terminate all proceedings. There will be no trial. And I think it's in his best interest that he do that.
In return for a payment of $100,000, the Millers agreed to drop all claims against the city, the estate of Tom Smith, his brother, and former Petersburg Mayor Ted Smith, along with current and former employees named in the case. The two sides will pay their own attorney's fees. The settlement payment will go into a trust fund set up to benefit Shepard. Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens noted that the two sides reached the settlement agreement through the use of a mediator, and he agreed that the plaintiffs were better off not going to trial.
I think it's in Mr. Shepard's best interest, taking into consideration the risks that would be run if the case went to trial, noting that if the case went to trial and there were a verdict reached in his favor, there likely nonetheless would be a substantial allocation of fault to Tom Smith, who is basically a judgment-proof defendant at this case.
The Millers and Shepard appeared in court Friday and signed the document finalizing the settlement, but declined comment following the hearing. Petersburg's attorney in the case made no comment at Friday's hearing and did not return a phone message from KFSK. City Manager Scott Hahn started work with the city several years after the suit was filed. He says he's not too familiar with the case, but says the economics of defending a lawsuit entered into the city's decision to settle.
We don't feel that there was anything, the city's done anything wrong. The insurance company attorneys that have been involved with this feel the same way. The insurance company has desired, and we agree, that the case should be settled for a small amount to try to consider the economics of whether going to court is going to cost a certain amount or settling and making this go away is going to be a better result. And so the end result is that we've all agreed to settle it and put an end to it.
The settlement payment will be made by the city's insurance carrier. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.